It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. One of the saddest days in WIP history. All very, very sad here today.
There's no sadness.
There's tons of sadness.
You know what today is? A grown-up decision.
No, everybody let me down. You guys let me down. You let listeners down by not playing tennis
today.
The listeners
I feel bad for.
Yes, you should.
And the listeners I feel bad for and the people that work real jobs.
Yes, outside.
Outside.
All day long.
Yeah.
All day long. Like I said, the guys putting my windows in today, two straight days, 90 plus degrees outside all day long.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Put the windows in. They didn't get the call out.
Yep.
You know?
You don't know that.
Yeah, but I do know that because I saw them both days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same guys?
Yeah, same guys.
Okay.
Same guys.
All right, well, I'm on to you.
Same guys. Apparently, the tennis will happen next week, though we haven't had any promises that it's going to happen no matter what the weather
is. The temperature.
We don't have a date. We also don't have a place or time. I suggest it is inside because I don't want to make
to run into this again.
Well, it's just like, and by the way, why don't we do a smaller court so they don't have to run around quite as much? And why don't we, if we can we play on softer surface?
So dramatic.
Can we play a softer surface
dramatic.
Too? Show me the text.
You're going to wait a week.
Show me the text.
No,
show me the text.
I've been sent under strict orders not to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see the text so bad.
No text. No releasing of text.
DeCamera, if you have any guts, you will send me the text. Joe DeCamera, I'm not even looking at Jack right now because I don't want to see him. If you have any guts, you will send me the text.
We're all having a good time here. It's a shame that you're not.
I'm not having a good time today because I was going to wear shorts to work and now I didn't wear them. All right, let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Lot to get to in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, of course. First, sad news, Ryan Sandberg, former Phillies manager and former Phillies farmhand.
And Chicago Cubs, great, obviously.
Yes.
Hall of Famer.
By the way, like a pretty ridiculous resume.
An incredible player.
Like 7-time Silver Slugger, 10-time All-Star, tons of gold gloves. But passed away at 65 yesterday, so that was a bummer to hear.
Yeah. He was he will certainly not be remembered for his run as manager of the Philadelphia Phillies. I can tell you that. No. But as a player, and by the way, to everyone who happened to knew him, seemed to be a really like great guy as well, but an amazing, amazing baseball player and 65 years old. I mean, like, that is incredibly sad.
Yeah.
You know?
And it will, like, I just, like, Castellanos did almost hit a home run when they were, when the middle of discussing it on the air.
Oh, really?
But, yeah.
I didn't have the sound on. I was watching the game without the sound.
Because he hit the ball in the air. I was like, no.
Not today, Nick.
Not today, Nick.
Stop doing it, Nick.
But it
was
legitimately like on the warning track.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, come on.
Come on, Nick.
Not today.
Not today.
So that was a bummer to hear. Now, a couple things. So Jim Salisbury was on the morning show. Had two interesting things about what he's hearing heading into the trade deadline. The first is about the prospects that might be moved.
Yeah, I do think the time is now. And I think they know that, and I think they're willing to part with multiples of high-level prospects. I mean, it's been a while around here since they've had this this many good prospects at the top of their system. I don't think the system is really deep, but they have a handful of guys at the upper echelon, and they are willing to part with a few of those to get where they need to go. They know they need a strong bullpen arm at the back, somebody who's been there, done that, and get some strikeouts. They also know they need a bat. They're talking about both. They'd like to do both, but I do believe they'll do something aggressive on Thursday. I do believe the guys they're going to give up are going to make you stand up and take notice, and it's going to hurt a little bit.
Wow. Everybody keeps saying this, and I feel like we're being set up.
Yeah, I ain't buying it.
Yeah.
I'm buying it hook, line, and sinker.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because I know you want it to happen, and so do I.
Well, yeah.
But I'm also... Is this like a defense mechanism?
Are you guarding yourself against, you know,
yes.
being let down?
Being let down? I think I am. That's not me.
No, I know. But, like, I think they're going to make a big move.
I'll give you this. There's enough smoke that it certainly seems like they will try to. Will they get the deal done? I mean, it takes two to tangle.
I don't want try.
Yeah, no try.
I hear you. I'm just saying, what if their package isn't as big as someone else's?
So Thank you. Give
the biggest package. I feel like we are being like lulled to sleep on this, and everybody.
Well, you got to believe Painter is not There isn't a player they're getting in return that would make them okay with moving Painter.
I don't know. I'd
be surprised.
I just like everybody trades for somebody good at the deadline. Why can't it be us?
Yeah.
It's just like, why can't it be us? And this is coming at the time where, look, training camp is back. Phillies have lost a couple in a row. Nobody believes. And everybody's like, it's just not going to happen. It's like, we cannot let them off the hook and say that, well, we get it. You know, Clase can't get traded, and maybe
Bautista's hurt.
Bautista's hurt, and Suarez got hit on the hand.
Quick update on Suarez.
Yeah.
So he's out of the lineup today, but everything came back negative, and he's supposed to be in the lineup tomorrow.
Okay, all right.
So the trade is back on for Eugenio Suarez.
Well, I don't want that trade anyway, but I have this feeling that we are, maybe it's because it's the deadline we got last year, but we are going to go into this deadline with these high hopes, which have been dulled in the last couple of days, and we are going to wind up with some mid-level bat and some mid-level reliever, and I can hear the Dave Dombrowski press conference afterwards. You know, we're really happy with these guys. We tried on some bigger things, and, you know, unfortunately, there's not that many guys, and the market is just too expensive. The market won't be too expensive for the teams that traded for those players. And God,
unless
no one moves, but that's not what happened last year.
Yes,
when he said it was too expensive. Mm-hmm. That's why I keep coming back to is like somebody will make that trade.
Correct.
Somebody will make those trades. They have to be the ones that make those trades. We have Kyle Schwarber, no guarantees here next year. JT Realmuto, no guarantees here next year. Ranger Suarez, no guarantees here next year. 2027 baseball season, no guarantee it even happens. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, would have been Zach Wheeler's final season. Everybody getting a year older. Bryce Harper, year older. You know, Aaron Nola, year older, year older, year older. Guys won't be here. This is it. I know this isn't the best. Last year, they were better at this time.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't paying better now, but they had a better
record.
Well,
it's funny, they're doing
the
same kind of thing. They are
500.
They're 24-24 in their last 48 games, which is very similar to last year.
It's just like they have two fewer wins than the team with the most wins in the National League.
Uh-huh.
Go get it.
Well, it's interesting. They're also only two games up on a playoff spot. Like, it's a really, you know.
Be a tight race.
Yeah. Tight race. So
Marlins playing all right baseball.
Yeah, I think they're still under 500, right?
They're seven out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Oh, now the frisky Marlins?
No, I'm just saying they're a little frisky.
Okay. Fish can't be frisky.
Yeah.
Yep. So, obviously, we would be disappointed if the Phillies did not go out and make a big move. According to Jim Salisbury, seems like some players in the locker room would be as well.
The players that I talk to, they want to see a move made. Yeah, they want to see a movement. They'd like to see a bat come in. They'd like to see a big arm come in. They are watching this thing really closely, and there'll be some very disappointed veterans if there's not significant improvement made.
Well, that's good news for everybody.
Well, to me, it's good news as long as it happens. Because then if it doesn't happen, I wonder if those guys who had this – who want something to happen, and they're all looking around, thinking the same thing that I just said, by the way. They're all older, they don't know if they're going to be here, blah, 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 blah. And it doesn't happen. What happens to that clubhouse if it doesn't happen?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
And that's why I think a move's going to happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, God bless them. But they are sort of driven by what is going on in the clubhouse. So if that's what veterans have intimated to Dave Dombrowski that they'd like to see him go get something done. Not in a way that you go up there and you demand something be done, but if Bryce and Kyle Schwarber and Zach Wheeler is suggesting, hey, you go out there and we'd like to see something that'll help us out, that is a signal to me, to upstairs management, that the vets know that they are close and they just need a little push. And guess what? If you ain't trading nothing but minor leaguers, the vets don't give a damn about that.
Not even a little.
They could care less about that.
The future?
Yeah.
The next 8 years?
Yeah, the vets don't care about that.
No. They want a World Series.
Well, what I think is interesting off of that is a couple things post-game last night that were interesting. One, Rob Thompson said he feels comfortable with Kyle Schwarber playing left field, which feels like, you know...
That means it's certainly a possibility.
But Bryce was also asked again about going to the outfield, and I thought this was really fascinating. He said, "I played it for a long time. Obviously, I haven't been out there in a long time as well. If we did have that communication, obviously on days where Boehm or Eugenio Suarez don't play, He put Suarez.
He said that?
Yeah. Yeah, he said if Suarez doesn't play.
He really said that?
Yeah, he said I'd stick at first just for reps and things like that. I just don't want to lose first base just the way I play over there, whatever. But he said that if Bohm or Suarez don't play, he would like to play first base.
Somebody must have asked him about Suarez specifically in the question.
Maybe, but he was.
Yeah, there's no way he just brought up Suarez.
He does listen.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I feel like
he does listen sometimes.
I just wonder. If the context of that question was, right. If they traded for somebody like Suarez,
right.
Would you go to the outfield? Right. I have to imagine that's what happened.
I just find it fascinating. He said the name. Like
I was
going to
say, even with that,
yep.
Even if it was sort of a leading question,
yep.
Most players would have just avoided saying the other player's name.
Not Bryce.
Yeah.
Bryce has never avoided those things.
So that sounds like good news.
Can I tell you, Bryce is like, just ship Bohm out. Just send Bohm out. Just let the guy play third base.
Especially with saying to Sosa, like, we don't do that here after throwing a bat and helmet thing.
Yeah. Well, he didn't say that to Bohm.
Well, he's given up.
Well, and Thompson, I guess, before the game yesterday said with a smile, like, well, Bryce throws his bat too.
Yes.
Of course. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they all do the same thing when they're frustrated when they're not hitting.
They do. So some other quick things. Last night, Ken Rosenthal said that Stephen Kwan is drawing a ton of interest. Dodgers, Blue Jays, Phillies, Padres. As the team's in on him. According to Noah Hyles, who is one of the biggest Pittsburgh guys, he's a Tigers, Rangers, and Phillies are amongst the teams in on David Bednar.
Yeah.
They are asking for a top five prospect. And then Jim Bowden, who I think is full of it, he said that the market is heating up for Helsley and the Twins relievers, like all of a sudden. So it feels like something could happen there. And the Phillies have been linked to all of them.
Helsley Cardinals,
yes. Yeah. And on an expiring deal.
Okay.
Wow. And then Duran and Jax are the big ones for the Twins.
Anything new on Luis Robert, who had himself a game last night?
Yeah, what'd you think?
I like the catch.
What about the flick of the wrist home run over right field?
Yeah, but
little luck.
Carried a little bit.
Carried a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that stadium, but that looked like a damn pop-up.
Yes, thing. Yeah.
Well, I believe the wind was blowing out to right.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that stadium, but that looked like a pop-up.
Yeah, and the way that he stared at it, I was like, are you sure, buddy? Are you taking notes from our first baseman on watching fly balls out to the outfield? How about Hustle at the Wrong Time Bryce yesterday?
Not Hustle at the Wrong Time. He was hunting, too.
He was hunting, too.
Yeah, he sniffed it out. Get that slugging percentage up.
That's what he's thinking about.
Probably is what he's thinking about. Yeah.
We're almost.
He's looking at that nine number.
We're almost at 270 as an average, 380 OBP, and 500 slugging.
There he goes.
That's great.
Yeah.
It'll be 280 before the season's over.
For sure.
Batting average, you think? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Main thing today, of course, Jack and Joe failing Aaron and Mount Airy.
Out of our hands.
Not out of your hands. Show me the text. Aaron from Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Aaron?
What up, Eddie?
Yo, you know what? About Jack, right? You know, I'm on Jack's side. You want to know why I'm on Jack's side?
Why?
Because as I get older, I hate the heat and I hate the extreme cold.
He's 31, Aaron.
I'm not a hot boy, though.
As I get older. So that's why I'm on his side. And when you have kids, they age you. So he's 31, but he's really like 45. They age him.
We act like he's actually doing something at home, man. He's not doing anything.
See, again, that's not fair.
I'm
very involved.
Oh, come on.
I am.
Yeah, you're doing final out. Take him for a walk.
You take him for a walk, man. Yeah. It's a stroller.
I'm on Jack's side because everyone else is going to be anti-Jacks. That's the only reason I'm on Jack's side.
We're anti-both of them.
Yeah, I'm not anti-Jack. I'm anti the decision.
Yeah, I don't care about Joe the camera. You know what I mean? It's all about that. It's all about the midday show. I mean, afternoon show. Sorry.
Yeah, jeez. Come on. Low respect.
But you trigger me, Spike, like you normally do. Because I just had this conversation with my homies over the weekend.
What did I do?
Because they called me, and it's like, and one of my homies was like, hey, listen to him. This is why Hurst is not. I'm like, I don't get into the rankings, but... And I hate that guy, Danny Parkes. I don't like him. Same with Nick Wright. They all in the same boat with me. They just some haters. We can't say Hurst. If you got this, you got that. You got this. You also got a top quarterback. Hold on. What about the Peyton Manning era coach? Didn't they have a great O-line? Didn't they have Edgerrin? But before Edgerrin James, didn't they have Marshall Faulk? Didn't they have Marvin Harrison? Then they have Reggie Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yep, yep. And no, let's go to the late year John Elway. Then they have a Hall of Fame tight end. Then they have a Hall of Fame running back. Then they have one of the best offensive lines during the whole decade of the 90s.
No, I think you're missing his point. I thought Elliott missed his point as well.
But they were considered top quarterbacks.
Yes, so you can be a top quarterback. But John Elway is a top quarterback. Like John Elway would have been remembered as a top quarterback of the area had he not won any Super Bowls. Dan Marino remembered as a top quarterback from his era, even though he didn't win a Super Bowl. Phillip Rivers is going to go into the Hall of Fame.
Yes, he is going to go into the Hall of Fame.
I will bet you $10,000 he goes into the Hall of Fame. And he never won a Super. He's definitely going into the Hall of Fame.
He never won any big game.
He did.
He never won any big game.
You can say it all you want.
He didn't.
But he's gonna go into the Hall of Fame.
He shouldn't.
But what makes him a Hall of Famer?
He shouldn't.
What makes him a Hall of Famer is he played well. I don't know why this is so hard for you.
Was he ever a top five quarterback in his era? Ever? Was he?
Phillip Rivers? Yes.
No, when?
What do you want me to go? I don't have the years in front of me. Phillip Rivers was a great quarterback.
His whole career.
I don't want to turn this into Phillip Rivers. My point stands. Take
Ben Roethlisberger.
Aaron, take Phillip Rivers out of it. The point stands. John Elway, if he never won a quarterback, never won a Super Bowl, he would have been remembered. Jim Kelly is remembered as one of the greatest quarterbacks of his time. Never won a Super Bowl. All of those things happened. Like, you can be remembered as a great quarterback had you not won the Super Bowl. And the way that we are able to determine that they are is by watching the games. Like, they were great players. And yes.
That's still subjective.
Well, it's not, I guess. Dan Marino.
Sure it is.
Dan Marino's a great player.
But that's an obvious great player. You just use Phillip Rivers as an example.
Well, but
that's subjective.
For sure. But even if Peyton Manning had never won a Super Bowl, of course people would have said he never won a Super Bowl, but they also would have said he was one of the three best quarterbacks of his time.
I agree
with
that.
Like, so we are able to do those things. You ask me like how you're able to determine it by watching them play football. Like, I don't know that this is as difficult as you're making it sound.
Well, I'm not going to rank Jalen Hurts, but when you watch Jalen Hurts play football,
yes,
you said quarterback, you said play football. Does he like a great football player to you?
Did he play like a great football player to you this year? How many years out of his career do you think he played great? Aaron, how many years out of his career do you think he played great? Because I think it's one.
Well, as a quarterback, I wouldn't say any.
Well, there you go. He plays quarterback, Aaron. He plays quarterback.
I understand. But what he brings to the game is different than what Justin Herbert would, because that's what a lot of people love Justin Herbert would bring. A lot different than what Josh Allen would bring. He brings something different. I've been saying this for years. I would love for him to throw for 30.
What does he bring that Josh Allen doesn't bring? Don't say winning.
No, I won't say winning.
Okay.
Because we know he's a better player.
Don't say winning. Just tell me one thing in all of football Jalen Hurts does better than Josh Allen if you don't say winning.
I can't say leadership because you're going to argue me with that.
Well, because you know you're wrong.
So I'm going to say toughness.
You're not even a Jalen fan, Aaron.
You're just making things up.
I'm not. But I hate the whole, he got this, he got that, he got this, he got that. So why would he be this? Like, I don't like that argument. Why do we penalize him?
We don't. That's not what he was doing. I don't think he understood his argument.
That's what Danny Fargus was doing.
No, that's not what he was doing. That's not what he was doing. It's not what... It's not what he was doing.
So he was not dimensioned what Jalen Hurts brings to the team because of what he has around him.
No, that is not what he was doing. I don't want to talk about Danny Parkins all day, but that's not what he was doing. He was saying that just because all these guys are the best doesn't make Jalen the best too. He could be top 10 when those other guys can be number one or number two. That's all he was saying.
I don't think anyone in the world argues that he's the best other than OG Wade. But
that's a good point.
This all stems from, is he a top 10 quarterback?
He said yes. And I say yes, too. And we can all go home happy.
But see, here's the thing. Here's the thing, though, with all of that. It's not that he's saying he's a top 10 quarterback. It's minimizing what he is as a quarterback because the other quarterbacks in the top 10 don't get discussed as much as Jalen Hurts gets discussed. Well, so when people say he's a top 10 quarterback, do they really believe he's a top 10 quarterback? Because we're not debating Jordan Love or like we're not debating those guys in the top 10.
If the Packers win the Super Bowl, there would not be this is nasty conversation.
There'll be people saying Jordan Love is one of the elite quarterbacks in the league.
And let Jalen Daniels win the Super Bowl.
And okay, so final question: why? That's my question to you, Aaron. If you're saying that he gets discussed in a different way than the other quarterbacks, my question to you, and it's not because they hate Philly, why?
They don't believe in him.
Yeah, and why? That's my question: is why?
I'm going to reverse this on y'all.
What?
What?
No, I just want you to ask the question, answer the question.
All that matters.
No, it's not. Yes, you want to win.
Here's the thing. Like, when these people who don't view Jalen as high,
yeah,
like Cam Newton was the only one who really came out and tried to express why he doesn't put Jalen in the top 10, even though I disagree. But these other guys, they don't use the same criteria when discussing him as they discuss the other guys. That's the problem people have, is that the consistency isn't there. Just say, I don't like Jalen Hurts as a quarterback, because all these other ancillary things that we fawn over with these other guys means nothing in the grand scheme of playing quarterback in the NFL. It really doesn't.
If
you're not winning. Like, for instance, I get Phillip Rivers, over 60,000 yards. You know, he played 17 years. He had 5 years where he won double-digit games.
Mm-hmm.
In 17 years.
Yes, but I don't want to debate Phillip Rivers.
No, what I'm saying is, but he's the classic guy to debate, because he's big, he puts up big numbers, he looks good throwing the football, but the winning isn't there.
Yes, but okay.
You see what I'm saying, though?
Yes,
like he puts up numbers, he looks great throwing the ball.
This is the best way I can say it,
mm-hmm.
is the reason that people have him lower in the top 10 than you would perceive.
Yeah.
Is because if he hadn't won, I know he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But if he hadn't, he would be ranked 18.
Okay.
So what they're watching into their eyes, mm-hmm. is the 18th best quarterback in the league. So they say, okay, but they did win the Super Bowl. All these things must matter. I will take him all the way up from 18 to 8. And that is a huge jump from what they're watching to what the result is. So I believe he does get credit for all those things. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't get as much credit as people here would like him to get.
Right. For a guy who was a MVP runner-up.
Yep.
Who is a two-time Pro Bowler.
Yep.
All-Pro. And has gone to two Super Bowls.
Yes. And that gets him to where he is.
But my thing is that he still doesn't. This is why people argue against it, because anybody else that with that, even with the numbers, like I just gave you, he was an MVP runner-up. Like, when you say he's the 18th best quarterback, I just said that to move the conversation along. I don't know if I agree with that. Like, why is he the 18th best quarterback? Because he doesn't throw 30 touchdowns?
Well, but if we didn't have the Super Bowl to say.
Right, just forget about take the Super Bowl out of it.
Okay,
we have to take his wins away as well?
Well,
just say he made the playoffs every year and didn't win the Super Bowl. We can't take away everything.
Well, Dak makes the playoffs a lot.
Exactly, but he doesn't win in the playoffs.
I know, but what I'm like.
And by the way, Dak gets discussed.
If they had lost to Green Bay,
mm-hmm.
where do you think Jalen would be ranked?
Coming off of last year.
Yes.
He would be outside the top 10.
Right. So that's just what.
Well, just like you. I don't have a problem with that, but what I'm saying is that you can't say if they didn't win the Super Bowl, because they did.
I know, which gets him, but you asked why they have him where they have him,
mm-hmm.
and it's because when they are watching him, that's what they see.
I know, and that's a subjective thing.
Yes.
Instead of just saying, well, that's what I see, is the 18th best. That doesn't explain to me why he's not as good as some of these other guys. I'm not talking about the top five, the top four elite guys. But when I get into, like, Baker just had a career year.
Yes.
That's one career year you had.
He's had two great years.
No, the first, not a great year. He had an okay year to be in Cleveland. Last year, I'll give him, he was top notch, 40-plus touchdowns. My only point is that quarterbacks can be off and on every year, right? And then there are some guys that get put placed there no matter what they do.
Sure. Well, not no matter what they do. You get to a point. The only guy we're talking about with that, in my opinion, is the San Diego kid. Reminds me of Andrew Luck. Like Andrew Luck, every year, no matter what he did, Andrew Luck was the second best quarterback in the
always,
NFL. Didn't matter. That's what he reminds me of. All right.
Yep.
Coming up next, I have any idea, actually, because I didn't expect to argue about Jalen there, but we got it done.
It's always a good, time to debate.
We'll talk more about
QB1.
We'll talk more about Softy in the producer studio.
No, we can get back to Jalen.
215-592-9494. Jalen would have played today.
I was
definitely would have played today.
Jalen would have played today.
Would have loved to play today.
What's the saying? Fatigue makes a coward out of all of us.
Yep.
Saban used to say the same thing, Dyke.
Yep.
He did. That's actually a fact.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.